This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and I told you then his stock was very, very undervalued, and I was correct. We're talking about Bioelectronics. They were on the show back in April 25th of this year. It was trading at 0.0016. Now it's above 0.0037. So it's over 100%. They trade on the OTC markets. You can check them out. Ticker symbol BIEL. If you've never seen their products or used their products, I want you to go to their website, www.bielcorp.com. They've got some incredible products there if you're needing any kind of relief from back pain or stuff like that. And with us today, finally, we've got the CEO of the company, Andy Whelan. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back, and thank you for the opportunity.
You know, give my listeners a little update of where we at on the U.S. progress.
Well, actually, we're moving deliberately, but we're actually trying to get a U.S. partner. Some of that is contingent on getting the additional FDA clearance to give us for broad muscle skeletal pain, which will make the product available for, you know, back pain, knee pain, carpal tunnel, et cetera. So it really opens up a big opportunity. Hopefully we can get that done. And we can talk a little more about the FDA progress. In the meantime, we're getting... Well, we have a new product out. We changed the product to a one box, and we're using KT tape in lieu of having back wraps, knee wraps, and so forth. And it appears to be a much better product, and it also makes it a lot easier to get shelf space when you're not asking for three slots, you're asking only for one, and it reduces some of our cost in manufacturing. In the meantime, what we're doing, we have a... developing agreement with Performance Health. That's really been somewhat established. Well, they call on physical therapists and so forth and chiropractors. They're going to the kickoff in that is really centered around home Medicare home health care products, and I think that'll be quite a substantive amount of business for us. The other interesting thing about it comes out of the UK. When we were able to establish cost effectiveness with the product in the UK by basically showing that the use of ActiPax reduces physician office visits 58% and medication costs 36%, that expands the market in the US also, because it means that we can clearly demonstrate that our product reduces the cost of chronic pain sufferers, which is quite substantial. And that opens up the institutional markets like the VA, Kaiser, and so forth. So it's not just that the product is available on the OTC market. It'll be available and hopefully paid for by the managed care group. And that constitutes about almost a third of U.S. population. There are 90 million people in the U.S. that have prescriptions paid for.
Absolutely.
By a form of health care.
So let's stay with the U.S. segment, if you will. May 9th, you had a meeting with the FDA. That went well. And then you were supposed to come back on May 29th. I think that got canceled. Where are we at in the progress of that?
That's a good question. And the muscles, we have two 510Ks in progress, best way to describe it. The first one is for muscle skeletal pain. We didn't meet with the FDA. Most of the discussion was on the statistical analysis, how they want to see it and do that. Fortunately, the former chairman is still active with the company, and he helped, his PhD is in statistics. And Ken McLeod, who's been our godsend to the company, who's a MIT doctorate, who has a postdoctorate in medicine. So most of the discussion was over statistics with the FDA. I have to say, the FDA, the tenure at the FDA has improved dramatically. Fortuitously for us, they combined the neurological group and the physical medicine group. So our explanation is really the mechanism, how the device works, is really a neurological case. And so I would say we have good understanding and good champions. The other pending application is for post-operative pain. There, I think we got lucky here. The FDA has a new program, which is the FDA's Innovation Challenge to Prevent and Treat Opioid Use Disorders. Now, we know from our UK registry, where we keep track of people use and for marketing, that almost 40% of the people using the product were on opioids.
Right.
And we get really good reduction. So we had 25% roughly stay the same or have a slight reduction in their opioid use. About another 25% get a moderate reduction in use, and then we get a large reduction in another quarter of them, and then a little over 25% of them actually eliminate the use of it. Now, that'll take us a little bit longer to get through that program rather than just pushing through with a 510K, but it'll give us a designation of a breakthrough device, and it'll give, essentially with the FDA's imprimatur, we'll get rapid market acceptance because it's, a product that the FDA says is going to help spare opioid use.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think, spending the time, and we have a hospital group that wants to show that they can reduce opioid use in surgery that we worked with in the past. So I think it'll take a little bit longer, but we'll come out, like I said, with a designated breakthrough device.
You've been coming on my shows for years now, Andy, and one of the things that you have and I talked about even off the air was your product and your company is capital intensive. Do you have any partnerships in the works that you guys might be able to rely on to help you guys out that way?
Yes. Unfortunately, some of these pharmaceutical companies are slower than the government, I think. but they're working on it. I mean, we've mentioned Dr. Scholes. I mean, I told somebody today that they have more people working on the evaluation of the deal than we have in the company. But it's moving along well. They've been in here several times recently, so I'd say I'm optimistic about that, getting that one done. And then we are definitely trying to get a partner for the U.S. market. Well, even if we had unlimited funds, which we don't, we would be hard-pressed recruiting the people that we need and the relationships. So I think it makes it's clearly in the economic benefit of all the shareholders that we have a substantive partner. And then we have two good new distributors that look like they're coming on that would give us good Asian coverage in Eastern Europe. So other than having the patience to keep working through in the details, it's going as well as it can, I think.
Absolutely. Well, your stock's up over 100% since April 25th. We're talking about Bioelectronics Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. They develop, manufacture, market, and sell consumer medical electronic services all around the world. You've been listening to the CEO of the company, Andy Willen. Andy, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this next question. Progress on UK for the joint replacement and B-Braun. Where are we at in the progress of that?
The Braun thing is moving. It's not moving quite as fast as I would like, but again, it's a humongous German surgical company. And my guess is that sales are probably north of $15 billion. And they're signing up the hospitals, and the sales reps are out making the calls. So I'd say that's going as good as can really expect it. On the national health system, with the reimbursement, we made the decision to put the product behind the counter as opposed to being an OTC product. So we're shifting our sales and marketing efforts.
Right.
Because in the UK, you know, the economy of the UK is not that strong. I mean, if it was a state, it'd be the poorest state we have. But it's socialized medicine. So 80 and 90% of the prescriptions are paid for by the government.
Yes.
And even if you don't have it, the copay they have to pay is half the retail price. So we pull the stuff off the counter. So while we're losing, you know, a couple hundred stores, we're really gaining 14,000, because with a prescription, you can walk into any pharmacy and they will fill it. We'll have, you know, some OT sales on online and on, you know, Amazon and so forth. But the bulk of it, we're driving to the stores. This Sunday, we're running an ad which is part of a insert in the Telegraph, which has a million subscribers. And that ad will feature, you know, notify everyone that a price that is, it's available on prescription. So they essentially understand that it's, you know, for most people, it's free.
Outstanding.
And, yeah. And then we have to educate physicians about the use, and we have to develop some other marketing technique. Taking a little more time than I like, but it's working well.
Well, Andy, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I think the crux of it is this company has a unique neurological medical device all of the others are implantable and they cost, you know, $50,000. We have a, you know, $30 product that's available, 100% safe. We have the migraine headache study in done. We're doing overactive bladder and pelvic pain. We're updating the lay for menstrual pain. So this is one busy little company.
Andy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you or a representative from your company to come on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you guys will come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with Bioelectronics.
Look forward to it. Thank you again for having us on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.